Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's time once again for a strange journey into the tortured and twisted ideology of the left. The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson brings you As the World View Turns.
Lots in the news, but there's nothing new about the news. I feel like I'm watching a series of endless soap operas with cliffhanger after cliffhanger.
Will the Democrats get Trump this season? Will Joe Biden be forced out of office? Will the ocean swallow the East Coast? Tune in tomorrow, you know?
Can somebody finally get married or have a baby in this soap opera? Or, God forbid, die off the show? I'm serious. I'm looking at this news cycle, and I'm saying to myself, when does it end? I mean, we make it entertaining, right? You come back every day. Many of you do. The audience is growing. We're seeing it. No question about it. Wonderful work of the folks over at Spreely, Chelsea and Terry and many others. And, of course, you guys spreading the word. And I will tell you, I go back, I audit the shows, I look at the titles, and you know, you try to, when you're doing a show 2 hours a day every day, it's tough to be creative with titles. Okay, what is going to be our theme today? Now, keep in mind, the Democrats give you stuff to work with. You know, Joe Biden gets up and does a stupid press conference where
I'm not stupid and senile, but what was it? Hold on a minute. Wait, what was that talking about?
And you go, okay, I get it. But you know what we're still talking about? Joe Biden being old and senile. Joe Biden being shoehorned into office in a big cheat and a coup and giving us 3+ years of the most horrendous administration in modern history, if not history. We're watching people cheat to keep this decrepit, demented clown into office. At the end of the day, what are we? We're talking about the same thing. We're talking about the same thing. We're talking about the same thing. That's what Joe Biden would do. It's just... And look, it does make it interesting. You know, it changes the flavor of it a bit. It's like finding a new way to play a piano chord, you know, where you add a little bit more resonance. But it's like I was talking to a singer-songwriter buddy of mine the other day. I said, all the chords have been played. I mean, there's 88 keys on a piano, and I get it. They can be played in a multitude of ways, but they've pretty much been played. Even when you were a kid and you went and bop, 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 and you banged on the piano, all that's out there in the universe, good, bad, or ugly. Because it came up because, and this is an interesting story, it's an aside, but it just tells you how good God is. So, one of our friends, he won the first season of The Voice. His name is Javier Colon. And I've been trying to get Javier to do something. Melissa and I went to go see him in Los Angeles when he performed. He did a James Taylor, my favorite singer in the world, does James Taylor covers. He's good friends with James Taylor. And we get a chance to go, you know, a few hours away to see him. We were there. So we got a chance to talk. And he's just a beautiful guy, beautiful family, you know, great musician. And just a warm human being. But anyway, so I talked to him. I said, look, man, you need to, I'm giving him career advice. And this is the guy that just won the first season of The Voice. And so we've been communicating. So I asked him, could we get the rights to one of his songs? Because one of my friends here who's local is an amazing talent as well. His name is Michael Land. And I want Michael to remake this song of Javier so we can feature it as one of our concert series, because we're getting back into this stuff. See, the ecosystem of Spreely is, this is not all about politics. This is about finding people equally yoked in what we want to accomplish. People that want to do good, like Michael, who had got a shot in L.A. to do some really significant things in music. And he said, Kevin, maybe I wasn't ready. He goes, I got there. My voice was cracky. I was pitchy. He goes, nothing like what I had delivered up to that point. And he goes, I felt like it was God telling me you're not ready. And he goes, to be honest with you, I was still not living the life I wanted to live. So he dropped out. Well, I discovered him when I was at a church and I heard his son was playing his music. I was like, who is that? He goes, that's my dad. I went, what? So long story short, we're trying to get this done. Well, we were talking about life and religion and all these different things. And our discussion is where we are right now. What else could he do musically that hasn't been done? And so because I was telling him, he sent me a song. I said, man, it's a little too bubblegummy, you know. So anyway, long story short, we're working on these things with some pretty cool cats, but we've got to figure out, my thing is, how do we figure out a way to make this stuff interesting? Because I feel like I'm in this endless soap opera, and I could go, you know, we do it all the time. I recap it. Okay, well, we've got this border invasion. We've got the cheat of 2020. We've got the cheat of 2022. We've got the J6 nonsense. The Democrats won't release any data on. We've got COVID. And how many people actually died from it and not with just with it? We've got vaccine mandates that we know didn't work. We've got billions of dollars that were given to Pfizer and Moderna, mostly Pfizer, that they use against us, and we're giving people a death poke. What are the long-term implications of that? What are they trying to do in terms of the Great Reset and the New World Order? Why is it that we continue to fight endless wars and now we want to send billions of more dollars to Ukraine? And Mitt Romney stands up and says, this is the most important vote of the Senate? Really? We'll get to that in a bit. And you just go on. But what are we talking about? We're talking about the same old cyclic stuff. Putin bad. Donald Trump bad. But what? The Democrats are all good? We're dividing the country in terms of racial lines. We're dividing us in gender lines. We're dividing us in sexuality lines. I could go on. We're dividing kids between, you know, we don't want bright kids. We don't want kids that can critically think. How many things you want me to go on? I mean, I can ramble. I can ramble on. Like I said, in this soap opera, can somebody finally have a baby or die off the show? Is Hunter Biden going to get indicted? He should. It's coming up this month. Republicans, hey, if we're going to end this soap opera, can we end it now? Can we start? Can we get some resolution? I remember I used to watch All My Children. That was my grandmother's show. All My Children. Palmer Courtland, I think, was his name. I can remember some of these stupid names. Well, folks, we're in the midst of a soap opera. And the question I have to ask for you is, what is your soap opera?
Join us next time for another strange journey down the twisted road of leftist ideology as the worldview turns. Coming soon to a radio near you, courtesy of the Black Sphere.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other.
automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So instead of being in South Carolina and other states campaigning, I'm stuck here. It's an election interference case. Nobody's ever seen anything like it in this country. It's a disgrace. It's a disgraceful situation, actually. And we'll just have to figure it out. I'll be here during the day, and I'll be campaigning during the night. And Biden should be doing the same thing, but he'll be sleeping. This is all from the DOJ. This all comes out of Washington. They're coordinated with the district attorney and the AG. The case tomorrow, which is a rigged deal, is all coordinated with the district attorney, and it's coordinated with the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James. I want to be ashamed of herself. She's campaigned for years of trying to get Trump without knowing anything about me. It's all a rigged. It's a rigged state. It's a rigged city. It's a shame. What they ought to do is go out and take care of the violent crime and the migrant crime. that's destroying people and killing people. Not a case that everybody says, you take a look at the legal documents and the legal scholars writing about this. They say there's no crime. This is no crime. But outside, right outside their courthouse, this courthouse, people are being murdered. So it's a very unfair situation. They want to keep me nice and busy so I can't campaign so hard. But maybe we won't have to campaign so hard because the other side is incompetent. The other side's done a horrible job running this country. They've done a horrible job at the border. You take a look at New York with the hundreds of thousands of people pouring in from other countries all over the world. You just take a look at what's happening. And I'm going to have to sit here for months on a trial. I think it's ridiculous. It's unfair. A trial that legal scholars say there's no crime. They say there's no crime.
Trump pretty much laid out the case. Holy cow, man. You take a misdemeanor, you make it into a felony, even though you have a record of turning felonies into misdemeanors. You take a case that had a statute of limitations that has expired, and you expand it for no reason. No cause, nothing. Then you get the judicial part of the equation to go along with you. They know they're wrong. They know this case is frivolous. It would be thrown out in any other jurisdiction. If Trump weren't running for president, you can be guaranteed this case doesn't come to fruition. Alvin Bragg should be disbarred. He is a fathead. He really is. Look at his head. He's a fathead legal hack. But let me tell you what's going to happen. He will be rewarded for his efforts. You heard me right. Anybody else, you'd be looking at this and you'd say, do you really want to keep your law license? I don't know. Look, I've been watching this law TV show. And I will tell you, I am so much more, I get why you don't pay a lawyer $200 and you might pay one $600 an hour. Because the one that's making $600 an hour, he knows how to fast track. He knows the judges to take it into. He knows how they think. I mean, you're paying for know who versus know how. Sometimes know how matters too, but know who is a huge part of it. And let me tell you what's happening here. In New York State, particularly New York City, it is so leftist that as they've said, Trump said, I can't get a fair trial here. I could be innocent and they will declare me guilty. Is that the America you signed up for? And here's what's interesting about it, because it's the Stormy Daniels case, which, of course, is nothing. It would be like a guy getting caught because he was paying a prostitute. Would you want him to go to jail? Or would you go, I know it's going to be embarrassing for you around the office, you know, maybe with the old missus. But at the end of the day, he's going to get more punishment outside of the charge than he is for the charge. But I'll tell you a conversation I was having with a friend of mine who is a reformed Democrat. And he can't stand Donald Trump. Likes his policies. Loves his policy towards Israel, but doesn't like Trump. And I'm like, well, why? Kevin, you got to admit. He goes, look, you know, guys are guys. You know, we've all done certain things that we're not ashamed of in terms of relationships. Maybe you messed around on somebody or whatever. But he goes, but Trump, I mean, he's a disgusting guy. Look at this E. Jean Carroll thing, and then he's hanging around with this strip, this exotic, whatever Stormy Daniels is. And I'm looking at him going, you got to be kidding me. You actually believe the E. Jean Carroll story. You actually believe the Stormy Daniels nonsense. He goes on to say, this guy could have any woman in the world. Why is he picking these two? And I go, didn't you just answer your own question? I mean, look, how much does Donald Trump have to go through before people go, okay, I get it. He didn't actually do anything with Stormy Daniels. He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't hide money from his taxes. He wasn't a racist in dealing with black folks in these buildings, you know, et cetera. How much do you need to see before you start putting the connecting the dots and going, ah, they're tricking me? These are educated people. And let me tell you, if they're the rhino crowd of the Republican Party, they're all sanctimonious. I can't believe Donald Trump would do that with Stormy Daniels. I can't believe this E.J. Carroll. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. First of all, don't let me go digging around in your trash. Most of you, and by the way, some of the ones that talk to me, I know some of their dirt. And I don't bring it up because I just want to let them get it out and I don't want to be that guy. But I could easily say, really? So what about when you were with Susan? And this is unbelievable. He's going to be a superstar, Alvin Bragg, in leftist circles. His job was to tie Trump up. The same with the guy funding E. Jean Carroll. They know that kook is not. Donald Trump probably doesn't even ever remember meeting that kook, much less going into a Bergdorf's. And I didn't even have the heart to tell my friend, do you understand she got that from an episode of Law and Order? The exact episode? I mean, she watched her. You know, I'm getting off track here, but you get what I'm saying. Don't try to use her as your. That would be like using Blasey Ford as a poster child for Kavanaugh. You know what Kavanaugh did? That Blasey Ford. What? That skank. Well, she was a skank her whole life, and when the Democrats asked her to step up, she just, I'll do it. These people that are publicity seekers. They're all just, it's a distraction. And Donald Trump said, yeah, so the month of March 25th, in the heart of campaign season. But let me tell you something. This is going to backfire. It's only going to make people mad. Trump will come out of the court every day and go, it's a farce. I should be campaigning and so-and-so, they whatever. And I'm going to tell you, do you think Joe Biden's going to be able to not get involved? Finally, I don't know what the system is, but shouldn't they be able to do something that says this man's running for political office? You can't just lock him down with some trial. They have to delay it. I would say.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. The DA herself taking the stand in a Georgia courtroom Thursday at a hearing to determine if she should be removed from an election case against former President Trump. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis facing scrutiny regarding financial transactions and trips she shared with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
The reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
Wade testified earlier during the Thursday hearing aimed at deciding whether Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's Georgia election case due to their romantic involvement. She previously dismissed all allegations against her as falsehoods.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is now set to testify before a Republican-led House panel next month. He's the one who wrote a recent report referring to President Biden as well-meaning but with bad memory. Hur's public testimony is set for March 12th before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
See if you can spot the conspiracy in this particular mashup that was done around the Special Counsel Robert Hur report. Listen carefully.
You're left to wonder why this report spends time making gratuitous and inappropriate criticisms of the president. Former Attorney General Eric Holder said the report, quote, contains way too many gratuitous remarks. The gratuitous comments, they're saying it's gratuitous. We certainly agree that it's gratuitous. The gratuitous comments in the report and the gratuitous comments in the report are troubling and they're inappropriate.
Reality is that report, that part of the report does not live in reality. It just doesn't.
So the special counsel
was gratuitous. It is unacceptable and it does not live in reality. That is just the facts.
The comments that were made by that prosecutor, gratuitous, inaccurate, and inappropriate.
Just when you think that, you know, they come up with this stuff on their own, somebody makes a video and you find out they're all using the same word. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And, of course, what we've been covering, the soap opera that is that Joe Biden has obviously got issues. And the Democrats are covering their bases yet again. They're circling the wagons to make sure that we understand Joe Biden is not old and he's not demented. Now, you may see something different. You may actually be observant and understand exactly where we are. So now it's Robert Hur. He's the problem. He's the new boogeyman. Temporarily, not that they've taken their eye off Donald Trump, because that's never going to happen. But there can be sub-boogeymans, smaller boogeymans, and make up the bigger boogeyman. But I want to just explain to you how it all works. The propaganda machine. Now, I don't know what you've witnessed. I can only speak for myself. But as I've watched Biden over the decades, and I've got clips, I see a guy who's in obvious mental decline. I think most of you would agree. I don't want to speak for you, but I think you would agree. And what I don't understand is how people just don't want to admit this. What is it about the left that they can't say this is the problem? If Donald Trump were experiencing this, I guarantee you, and I'm going to bet most of you would say, look, Donald Trump is in decline. We got to do something. So what is it that stops them from doing it? I'll tell you the difference. I've already explained it. Many of you have listened to this program enough, and you know my ideology on it. But it's a very simple thing. These people don't want to be wrong. To admit the obvious, and I'm telling you the blindly obvious, that Joe Biden is demented, that his brain function is diminished, is for them to admit that you are right and they are wrong. And they will not do it. It isn't going to happen because they're smarter than you. They're better than you. Don't you know that? The Democrats, the leftists, why should they pay attention to you? Who are you? Little people? You're not the people dressing up in glitzy dresses and accepting these awards and getting paid millions of dollars to act. You're not the people who, you know, melodious things come out of your mouth. And you make millions of dollars and you kiss your boyfriend at the football game. And everybody's just, enthralled with you. You're not that. Who are you? We're going to play another mashup. And this one is related to COVID, because what I'm telling you guys is these people want you to feel little. You are not an expert in anything. So what? You studied epidemiology and virology. You're chemists and accountants and scientists and who knows? I mean, you engineers, you're all of those things. But what could you possibly know? I mean, compared to, I don't know, Robert De Niro? Susan Sarandon, Barbara Streisand, you name it. How could you possibly know anything? What had you wasted your life on?
President Trump wrote on Twitter, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life." Don't let it dominate your life?
In terms of responding to a comment like that, it's gross.
It's okay to be afraid of COVID, and it's okay that it's dominating your life.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
I can't come in, Mom. It's because of the flu thing.
We won't be free of this pandemic until we listen to the acknowledged truth. Listen to the scientists.
Science is truth.
You know, science is truth.
What is the impact to public health when people are openly questioning the science?
Now is the time to do what you're told.
By not hearing the truth, by not listening to the scientists, they are prolonging how bad the economy will be.
When I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I instantly think, you are a threat, or you are selfish, or you are a COVID denier, and you definitely haven't been vaccinated.
You don't wear a mask,
are you vaccinated?
I am triple vaccinated.
Why are you wearing a mask?
Seek out the scientists and listen to their advice.
Listen to scientists.
Listen to the scientists.
Trust the experts.
We're going to trust science. We're going to trust the experts.
Parents who say, well, I need to do my own research, makes you think of that cartoon I saw on the tombstone that said, I did my own research.
Republicans have given their voters license to believe whatever they want to believe.
Heard somebody saying, listen to the scientists? Do that.
Let's listen to the scientists.
That phrase, do your own research, is popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. Doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences. Renee, what are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Come on!
If some jerk exposed my mother to COVID because they didn't want to wear a mask, I would want to kill them.
We can watch the experts, but we shouldn't be listening to Trump, a non-medical professional.
Well, the answer is listen to Bill Gates. Bill's right about a lot of things, and he's at the steep learning curve in global health.
And we're really seeing just how important it is to follow science.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And we need to listen to scientists.
The idea that people are questioning the science behind the vaccine.
The science checks out. Even if you don't believe in the science, you think you're tough enough and you're healthy enough and you're young enough. The scientists were right all along. Eventually, the science catches up with you.
Are we doing more harm than good by questioning the science behind J&J?
Trust that vaccine.
Trust the experts.
Listen to the medical experts.
Trust the experts.
If you don't understand the science, you don't know what you're fighting.
Just let the experts speak.
So maybe you should just shut up right now.
You don't want to take advice from your golf buddy or from your
your aunt. You want to listen to the scientists.
And we all stop saying, I need to do my own research.
You see the ultimate effects of what happens when you don't listen to the scientists.
This isn't about being scared. This is about scaring us straight.
Science, science, and science. Only listen to the scientist.
If we follow the science, imagine, instead of staying locked up in their rooms, they're able to hug their grandchildren.
This isn't about freedom. It's about freedom for your neighbors.
You can give each other a hug as long as everyone is fully vaccinated.
Listen to the scientists like the rest of us.
We have to listen to the scientists.
We'll listen to the scientists.
Every scientist, every expert, listen to the experts.
Listen to the science because the science works.
Very much.
Yeah. I think trust science.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Hey, how dare you question the scientists? Do what you're told, Fauci said. Trust the science. Trust the experts. As Al Sharpton said, believe. You need to believe. Believe the scientists. Believe the experts. And how dare you do your own research? I mean, don't you know we tell you who is the best candidate for presidency? We tell you who's innocent and who's guilty. We tell you what's the best course of action for yourself. Get the vaccine. Climate change is real. We tell it to you. What are you doing? What in the world are you out there doing trying to do stuff for yourself? Now, we've already told you, Joe Biden is not old and he is not feeble. Why do you keep questioning this? If we want him in for a second term, and so what, he's peeing on himself and he doesn't know where he is half the time. We got it. That's what they're telling you. Why do you think, I always come on this program and I always remind you of this. You think you're insignificant, but why do they keep trying to convince you to do something? If you're insignificant, why do they keep trying to give you propaganda to have you come over to their side? Because you're not. You know who's insignificant? They are. They fear you understanding how much power you actually possess. I know it doesn't seem like it, but I told you, those little cliques, the people who support whatever thing that it is that moves you, and I'm not telling you it just has to be us, but whatever it is that moves you, when you support something that gives voice to what you're doing, and it grows that voice a little bit, and that person grows that voice even more by working with somebody else, you become a whole symphony, and they can't stop you. We come back, we're going to show you what these people are willing to do to protect Joe Biden. Scary.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have got to start getting pissed. Joe Biden has done a great job. Joe Biden has overseen the best economy in my lifetime. He has overseen getting NATO together and defending Ukraine, handling Israel deftly, keeping this country coming out of COVID. He's done everything right. The other guy is insane. Joe Biden is 80-plus years old. Yes, he is. He has been a competent, effective leader. The Democrats need to get pissed and start fighting.
That was Donnie Deutsch of MSNBC. I don't know if he has a show anymore, if he's just a guest host, but he's running interference for Biden. He's the best president ever. Really, Donnie, have you looked at the polls? Have you really talked to people? So before we go, we have a lot. I mean, I'm telling you, I could do an entire show on just what we're going to do in these two segments, and I'd love to. And maybe we'll circle back and do some more on this. But I want to play this clip. I can't stand Bill Maher. And you'll see why. I hate using his clips. But he's in the news. But Jillian Michaels, who's a fitness girl, she's on his show. And Bill Maher is, I mean, it's funny to listen to him because there are times when you think that he's got it together. And then there are times you're going, Bill, what are you thinking? And that's exactly the problem with leftism. It's selective about how it does stuff. Let me tell you something. Go back and listen to this show from 2009 to today. How long I've been doing this radio show. And find an inconsistency in anything I've said. It's always wide open how I come to my conclusions, and they have not varied from 2009 to now. And the reason is because I understand it. I go to the core. I told you guys, the reason I started the Black Sphere was I thought of it as a black hole in space, and a sphere, the most voluminous shape in the universe. That's the place where you get the most for your money, is in a sphere. And I said, the beauty of it is you pick a point in the sphere, and wherever that point is, go to the equal and opposite side of it and wage your argument from there. That's how you make sure that you are looking at things through the entire spectrum. And you have to catch yourself. It's like I told you, and I look at people that want to die. You think to yourself, who would want to die? There are circumstances where I'm going to tell you, whether you believe it or not, and I'm one of these people that goes, you should never want to die. God put you here for a reason, blah, blah, blah. But there are things that in this world that can make you want to die. So don't be dogmatic about it. And understand that if somebody does do it, you got to be able to at least go over and understand it. It's like the reason why that one came up is I remember looking at the Kevorkian videos. And I was like, who would want to do euthanasia? And I saw Kevorkian videos and I went, wow, I get it. Would I do what those people did? No, but I understand somebody making that decision. That's all that people are asking you to do. It's like when you talk to a shrink. And they tell you you're in a relationship with somebody. You aren't going to adopt. Their view is their view. But here's what you should do. You should recognize how they feel. That is the first goal of understanding, is I at least have to say, I can understand how you feel that way. It doesn't mean you have to do it. Somebody comes to you and says, look, Kevin, I'm a guy and I'm attracted to guys. And I go, well, I'm a guy attracted to girls, so I can only understand that's probably how you feel about guys. It doesn't mean I agree with you. We got to learn. We got to grow up as conservatives. Anyway, I want to play this clip of Bill Maher and Jillian Michaels.
But isn't it amazing to you, like it was in the paper today about this country came out of the pandemic way better. We won the pandemic economically. I mean, America...
God, I don't feel that way. Explain it to me. I feel like inflation's insane.
Numbers. Inflation is not insane.
Bill,
car. There's numbers. I understand. Things,
but it has tripled here.
Look, I get that people...
Buy some f***ing eggs. Explain okay, to me. I'm not an economist.
Feelings, and then there's the numbers.
Okay, what are the numbers?
The numbers have come down a lot in the last 6 months.
Okay.
It was inevitable when we gave out $6 trillion so that everybody could hide under the bed from the forever flu. That was never going to end well.
It was taken by the richest people ever
A lot of it was stolen. We agree on that too. Was there some response needed? Of course. You don't want the hospitals overrun. But it was just a massive overreaction. And that did cause some of the inflation.
I'm not going to dwell on this too much, but here's what I want to tell you. She says inflation is insane, and this is a woman that's making some decent money. He says, no, it's not insane. He dismisses her. She says, well, go buy a car. The houses have tripled. Prices of houses have tripled. You're right. So who was right and who was wrong? You get what I'm saying? It's not insane. And what he was trying to do is rationalize it by saying, well, you got to understand, COVID, they stole a bunch of money and it created this inflationary thing. Let me tell you what, under Donald Trump, it didn't exist. Donald Trump dealt with COVID and he would have dealt with it very differently than Joe Biden. When did they let these guys take the blame for what they do? He's rationalizing, but every time he rationalizes, he comes back to, well, you're right, because she goes, well, that money went to the rich. Yeah, you're right about that, too. You know what, Bill Maher? She was right about it all. That's the problem. And I want to cover one more issue with Joe Biden because we're going to run out of time. And it has to do with Morning Joe. And he says, well, look, everybody forgets. Who remembers the date of the death of their parent or whatever? I know my mother died at this particular time. I want you to hear Scarborough talking about this. And then I want to talk about it from a logical point of view. And why is it that we're bringing it up? Because technically, Joe Scarborough is right.
Yeah, it's John Heilman, we've seen examples over and over again of Donald Trump just losing it on stage here. And you had the whole political world come to a stop. First of all, because for some reason you had the guy, the special counsel asking, hey, what year did your son die? And supposedly he didn't remember what year his son died. And this was the most damning thing. I said this yesterday, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just older people. We've lived a busy and active life, but nobody's closer to me. Nobody's been closer to me in my life than my mom. If somebody asked me in the middle of the deposition, what year did your mom die? I go, I don't know, 2017, 2018, 2019. I don't know. I can tell you everything about it. I can tell you my final word. But again, that, and same thing with Mika and her dad. So the fact, first of all, that he was asking that question. Secondly, that somehow that's the most damning thing, and the Trump people are now saying the White House is like an old folks' home. They need to look inside their own glass house, because inside that glass house, if the Biden administration or the Biden White House and the political team know what they're doing, that's a glass house, the Trump glass house, that's going to come crashing to the ground, because there's clip after clip after clip of this guy not even remembering, the most basic things.
All right, folks, let's concede. We tend to remember birthdays, right? But we don't remember death days. And by the way, before we even go into that, we'll talk more about Joe Biden. The special counsel didn't bring this up. About Bo Biden. Joe Biden brought it up. But we'll talk about that later. But what I do want to talk about is what Scarborough said. We remember birthdays, but we usually don't remember death days. And probably for the obvious reasons. Births are fun. They're good. Deaths, not so much. But here's the problem. Joe Biden is always bringing up Bo. He uses his kids as a weapon. It's a shield for him. Well, you know, my son, he has a crack problem, but, you know, he's working through it and this, that, and blah, blah, blah. Now, Joe's using that as an example for, I gave Hunter something to do in running the Biden family, the Biden crime family business, and I was just trying to keep my son busy. I'm a doting dad. Now, I've talked about this. He's a doting dad because Joe Biden knows how bad of a father he was. That's my thoughts. I give him credit. Joe Biden is all about family. But if you go to the root of it, it isn't for the reason you think. See, I know fathers who are all about family, and it is for the right reasons. Joe Biden's all about family, partially for the right reasons, because he does believe in it. There's a kernel of belief that it's about family. But he also knows that's where he can get his bread buttered. Those are the people that made or could make or break his career. Can you imagine if Hunter Biden were to turn on his dad right now? Can you imagine if Ashley Biden said something? One of the Biden family members spoke up and said something about Joe? So look, Joe Biden, if you're going to use your son and put him out there as a tool, you should know his birthday and his death date. It should be emblazoned in your brain. That day is one of the worst days of my life. And that's why he's held to a different standard.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.